Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Van Halen means it must be Friday. Just when you think our weekly holiday won't arrive.
Then what happens?
You wake up and you're like, oh my God, I can turn my alarm off for tomorrow. I don't have to reset it. Hooray! Hi, Vinny.
You have to turn your alarm off for the weekend?
Well, every morning when I turn it off, I reset it for the next morning.
You know? You don't just have it triggered for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
It's not on my phone. It's just a regular alarm clock.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at you go. Yeah. All right.
Well, ever since that... My phone
the
died
incident.
And didn't get me up for work. I just was like, I'm going to get my old alarm clock back. Had the same alarm clock forever. I love my alarm clock.
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't love it when it goes off,
right.
But I do actually like, you know, and I plus then I can just flick my eyes over. I can see what time it is, you know, little red numbers on there. That's nice. I always like to see what time I'm waking up in the middle of the night. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. I still have... 2+ hours left.
Proops is in today?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
He's at the Punchline this week. I was reading that he's recording an album this weekend in San Francisco. So that's exciting.
Yeah,
if you go to his shows, they're going to all be recorded. Try to have a really distinguishable laugh. Then you can hear yourself on the record.
Don't tell people that.
I'm just kidding. Do it, though. It'll be really funny. You have big plans this weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
No. This has been a busy week. We're in the final weeks as a threesome, so.
Yes.
Yesterday I was at the Bay Club until, I don't know, I didn't get home till 8.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I took my kid swimming. And it's funny, I picked her up from school, and she's like, this is the best. You're the best dad.
Aww.
This is the best day. I love this day.
Aww.
And I'm like, boy, you really got to do what she wants in order for everything to be great.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny.
You've just made the day
right.
Great.
This day, this is the best. So I pick her up at school.
That's a nice feeling to hear somebody say you're giving them the best day ever.
Sure. But I pick her up at school, and she's 4, and she's hugging all the kids as she leaves. I'm like,
aww.
What in the hell?
She's loving. She's affectionate. That's cute.
I mean, girls and boys, but it was like, okay, we don't need to hug everybody goodbye. Let's get out of here. What are you doing?
Just wave goodbye and leave. It's the opposite of how you leave.
I know. I got to work on that.
I'm just going to go grab a Coke. No, I actually think, get the hell out of Dodge. Like, you know, sometimes I almost dread leaving a party because I'm like, oh, I got to go say goodbye to everyone. Or I could just not. Or I could just walk out the door.
Well, you've changed. You weren't always like that.
That's true. But I've watched people do it.
Uh-huh.
It's a great effect. That's the way to leave.
I'm not going
to
live my life like this.
All right.
Dramatics well, every time you try to walk.
Saying goodbye to people. It's
right.
Like as soon as you get someplace, you have to start your goodbyes. Well, I'm leaving at some point, so I might as well. What if I don't see you again? I don't want to have to come look for you.
Anyway, so I did that yesterday, and then we ended up just eating there, which they've got a great, at the Bay Club courtside, they've got a great restaurant.
Oh,
it's not
so
really
convenient.
It's a restaurant.
Like a cafe.
I
guess. They've served great, healthy food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not like a sit-down white napkin.
No, not white. Sit down, though. They've got tables everywhere.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. So I had an avocado and cheese sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It was good.
Sounds very veg.
It was super veg.
Yeah.
Carrots in it. It was a whole thing.
Nice.
Really good.
We went to the...
you did the tourist thing.
We did.
I love it.
We went to Fisherman's Wharf yesterday.
I almost texted you and I was like...
I'm so glad you did, and I was already just in hell. It's not hell or anything. Like, it's nice, you know. It's funny, actually, to see what people... You know, this is what they think San Francisco is. And, you know, for some people, I guess that is what it is. So, you know, we walked around Fisherman's Wharf. We went and looked at the sea lions, and God, they stink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
So just stench-orific.
And they're barkers, too.
Yeah. But they're fun to watch. You know, they're playing in the water, and it's, you know, it's really cute. But we went to the Hate. Because we had a secret reason. We're like, oh, yeah, we'll take you to the Hate. My son wants to go. He wants to go to Amoeba and Rasputin. He wants to go look for vinyl that he doesn't even have a record player for.
This is, yeah, right?
Yeah, right. So I'm like, yeah, we'll drop you off there. And then we are going to look for Burning Man clothes for John.
So he's going.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going.
No, I'm not going.
Weird.
So he's going with a friend of ours. And the guy, he's been working on an RV for... months now. His brother had this friend of ours has a brother who had a very beat up small RV. It's really small. It's like darling, actually. It's really only comfortable for two people to sleep in. But it leaked, the roof leaked, and there was all these problems with it. So they've been working on it, and it's going to get a test run next week after all this work that they've done. But they got to get on the clothing thing. So John bought this like...
Because everyone costumes up.
Oh, my God. It's all about wearing the craziest outfit that you possibly can. So he bought this purple fur vest. He put it on. I'm like, yes, you have to.
Does he have any of his 80s clothes? All he needs to do is wear those leopard print tights.
It's way more like hippie weirdo than the leopard print tights. Like, I don't think he has any of those. And he could wear those under all the other stuff. That would be funny. But he bought that and like this like weird kind of Hendrix-y looking long kind of suede coat. And some like super shiny because at night everything's all lit up. So we were looking for things that would be reflective. And I'm going to sew LED lights into everything. And it's going to be oh, my God. It's just so funny to see John putting like this big kind of weird bowler hat, and it's just hilarious, like little John.
Why doesn't he just go naked?
You know.
Isn't that one of the things out there?
There is a lot of nudity. John's not really a go naked kind of guy, but I mean, maybe he'll find that in himself at his next burn. But it was really fun. And so my niece, who's from Florida, and they're super conservative, and... you know, we were kind of explaining what Burning Man is to her because she was with us as we were shopping.
What do you mean conservative?
They love Trump and they watch Fox News, and that's, you know, what they are.
She is too, though.
Uh-huh.
But she's, what, 16?
17.
But, 17.
But it comes down to who raises you.
So she's very politically minded.
No, I wouldn't say we're not talking politics, certainly, with her. But for sure, when things come up, she has heard. She's, you know, drunk that particular cup
okay.
of Kool-Aid.
Got it.
You know, haven't we all drunk our own individual cup? But it's just funny because sort of describing it to her, you know, as I was telling, you know, there's an orgy tent there. Like, people do all kinds of drugs there. I'm sure that's not the only reason they go. There's art. There's the burns. There's, you know, it's whatever you want it to be, right? I guess everybody has their own individual thing. So
it's a party where people do drugs.
That does seem to be the bottom line.
I mean, I know that someone will call or write and defend it and say there's a higher, deeper meaning.
You can be sober and be there.
Why would you, though?
I can't think of one. I can't think of one reason. I guess maybe to see all the boobs.
Well, boobs are awesome.
Yeah. But it's definitely just sort of an experience that you can't really have anyplace else, and it's its own thing, and yada, yada, yada. People have a great time
Good
at
for
it.
Him. I wouldn't have fun at that.
No,
I would either.
Would I.
I mean, I'd need to do drugs, one. Two, I'm too old. I want to sleep in my bed. Like, yeah. I don't want to be out.
Yeah, it doesn't seem comfortable in
I'm not
any
into
way.
It.
And John said, like, the first 2 days he was there, he was like, oh, God, what have I gotten myself into? But then you sort of give up and give yourself over to it and just accept that every crevice of your body is caked with sort of gray dust. And Ugh.
Good
anyway,
for him, though.
It was just funny.
He's been working hard.
He has been.
He's taken a vacation.
And as he was putting on all the clothes, and there's my niece going, what? That? Really? It was very funny. But, you know, I mean, the hate's great. All those shops are so fun. And so she found lots of little weird things that she liked. And so she had a good shopping experience. And then we were leaving there probably at about 4 o'clock. And it took us until about 6:15 to get home. It's about 9 miles away.
Oh, just traffic.
Huge accident apparently on the bridge. And we just stuck. Just sitting.
That's why a bridge.
I mean, bridge is tough. There's no way around a bridge.
I thought about Rachel a couple times yesterday because Hooman, you know, had her in to do a movie review. And I was thinking, that's why he doesn't date her. It's the bridge. You can't have a bridge between you and another person.
Yeah.
He's right. You can't date Rachel because of the bridge.
Is that true?
Thank you.
Rachel's so sweet. She actually got us all gifts and wrote. Did you see the little note you see?
I thought she was wonderful. She made a nice appearance. She's stunning.
She's a very pretty girl.
But she's sorry you got a bridge. Mm.
Is that the only reason, Hooman?
Oh, well, are you done? I loved hearing about your niece. What else did you do?
I mean, you know, we ate dinner.
More about the swimming. Anything else happen with your kid in the swimming?
No, let's change gears. I think it might really be time to talk about you and Rachel. What did you say to her after her appearance? Were you pleased with her appearance on the show?
I said, great job, and, you know, gave her a hug goodbye, and she rushed off to work, and yeah, I thought it was good, you know? I loved what Bryn made in terms of the intro.
Oh, the intro was. Mwah.
Thank you. I thought so, too. And
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was thank you to you, Zed, and Vinny and Sarah for opening up the studio, letting her come on, and it was great. The movie's really good.
We got no info out of her about the two of you.
Oh, sorry about that.
She did say that you touched her face often.
I did, yeah, because she kept looking away from the screen. I'm like, this is the last 15 minutes. You got to stare at the screen and take in all the action, all the tense moments. Because she would look away, and I'm like, I have to hold your face at the screen. I have to hold it.
Did you guys try to look away? Chat all afternoon after her appearance? Were you, you know, talking about
Well, we, you know, I don't want to hang my friend out to dry, so we definitely went over some questions and some things to talk
about ahead of time.
And she's
very quiet. She's not super
talkative.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, I felt like she did loosen up by the end.
She did, yeah. And she has a huge crush on Henry Cavill. She couldn't stop talking about him.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Yeah, so
he's on her pass list, even though she doesn't have a boyfriend.
I know.
Hint, hint, Hooman.
Oh, was that
single.
A hint for me?
I think so.
Well, you know, relationships are a lot of work, you guys. I hear you.
They sure are.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm really able to empathize with Vinny the most
they are.
When I hear him mention.
They are. Why are you looking at me like that?
They're not that much work.
They are.
They're worth it.
They are?
Yes.
Yeah. They are?
They are.
Did you just say yeah?
I didn't say yeah.
No,
I just said they
I'm pointing
are.
At you, Zet.
Oh, said yeah.
You
they're
said
worth
yeah?
It.
Yeah? Yeah. Did you say yeah?
Please. We haven't even gotten to yesterday's story that
yeah.
we didn't
yeah.
get
Let's
to.
Get
we
to should, the juice.
We should talk about that.
Let's get to the meat.
Yesterday, Yuzet did some kind of a video shoot. I've asked her for teaser footage.
And details.
We all did.
From Tim Jordan, because she was saying that really she didn't have much to drink during the actual shoot.
Let's get to the main
course. Because I wondered if that, you know, she's doing a thing for this vodka stuff. She's mixing these drinks and doing this thing. I wondered if she drank during that, but she said no. She waited until after.
After.
Let's hear about it.
I can't even talk. I am so hungover.
Oh, no.
I feel like opening up my mouth
what's
is
gonna
so
come
hard
out?
Right now.
I know.
Is that right?
I walked in this morning.
So
she goes,
you don't even get hungover.
I know.
She said that, like, I don't get hungover. This is awful. So I said, go make yourself throw up. Like, go.
Oh, my God. What are you, nuts?
Well, sometimes you feel so much better
if you
do that. You
can't be in the intercom bathroom going.
I don't know. It's a Friday.
And then everyone's like.
I'm about to go there right now.
It's Friday.
Oh, boy.
It is Friday.
It is Friday.
You know, you want to be ready for the weekend. So is your weekend ruined?
You want to leave early.
Take the day off.
That's fun.
Let her go.
Yeah, I was actually referring to the story we didn't get to hear. I know we didn't get to hear the pool party story or whatever it was she did yesterday, but I mean the story from the night before.
Right.
With the, why were you out? Never mind. You're not going to tell us anything, especially.
She's today is not Yuzi's day. She's the wrong Mexican all day today, I think.
That's too bad.
I know. I know. Should we talk a little softer?
I don't know. I don't know what to say
I
about
wanna
that.
Be,
so listen.
I want to be considerate of her hangover.
I got back from the Bay Club a little late. And
you sat right down to watch?
Well, no. I mean, it wasn't on yet. It doesn't come on till 9, which is way too late. And I watched the first 30 minutes.
Mm.
And I just read the last part. So
you got to go back and watch.
I don't know
Caitlin
if I do.
Try
to win back in.
Win
spoiler alert, everyone!
In.
We're talking about Big Brother from last night.
I don't want to say anything about whether I don't want to spoil it.
What happened?
Although I suppose if we're sitting
what
here,
happened?
Look, we're going to talk about Big Brother from last night. So if you don't want to hear,
so. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You're a fan of the show
I
and
like
you've
the
watched
show.
All
yeah.
the episodes
yep.
of all the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm newer to it. And you're looking at this group of people and it's good watching. I'm enjoying it. But as you watch people cry and cry and cry some more and then continue to cry and then also cry a little more, is that good gameplay?
No.
Like
it's just annoying.
I find myself going, and then one of the criers is like, I got a second wind. I'm good. I'm back in this game. And that whole game recognized game, girl, you don't have game.
Yeah.
You have the opposite of game. What are you talking about?
I just love the look on his face as he's like sipping whatever drink.
Yeah.
And he's staring at her and she's all, you know, when you did that thing to me, I was like, I like it. Game recognized game. I was like, oh God, girl.
Like what?
Yuck.
The heck?
Are you talking about?
Are any of them talking about? And Fessy's like.
Fessy's just, what a dummy. just a dummy. It's so good.
It is good, but it's the crying thing. I'm like, I think this might be the most crying season of all time. Or
I don't know. There've been some big crying seasons,
and
big
and,
ones.
And the one girl, that rock star girl, she is an ugly cry. Like,
oh, dude,
that is an ugly cry. Oof.
Yeah, there's not. That is. You're right about that. Poor girl. You don't go back and watch this and be like, oh my God, who's that monster on the screen crying? Jesus.
Yikes.
Look, nobody looks good when they cry. And you should always keep that in your mind. Oh, you got some crying for me?
Mm-hmm.
Got some crying over there?
Oh, this is.
This is Caitlin. Love the music.
Did you like the part where she goes, I just want to thank Deepak Chopra,
my lord
and saviors, Anthony Robbins. I'm like, oh my God.
She's such a, just a whack job.
She's a freaking coal walker.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, she's
she
that girl who's at the Anthony Robbins coal walking adventures. It's going to cost you $1,000, and I'm gonna pump you up to
coals. If you knew her, like, in real life, like, you would have rolled your eyes out of your head 15 years ago. Like, she's just, everything she says, I'm like, oh, roll
well,
my
you know,
eyes.
Look, I'm not mad at people that find ways to get through the day.
Sure.
Clearly, she needs some help, yep. And I'm no one to talk. I've drinking myself to smithereens in an effort. Well, I thought I liked it, but it just turns out I had no control. I mean, I just was a robot.
Oh, no, I like this. It's, no,
yeah,
it's,
no, I'm having the
no,
time
this
of my life.
Is what I want to be doing.
Right. No, I'm doing exactly what I want to do here. I'm in a closet. What am I doing? I'm in a closet. Anyway,
fun.
She's getting through the day without that, so I give her credit, but I just, it's such a put on. It's such a, like, oh my God.
I know.
What
is she, she's just she's just a dip.
So but the funny thing is, so the missus is actually a pretty reserved person. And but so there was a point in the show, she goes, well, there goes that chick's life coach job, right? I mean, there's no way that she's going to be able to coach anybody at anything.
Was she really a life coach?
No,
I mean,
of course
on.
Not. But I mean,
who would ever sign up for her life coaching?
Nobody. Well,
it's true. Some people are bad off.
Just going down the rung
of... I need
of,
a life coach.
Right, down the ladder, people who haven't gotten to Anthony Robbins yet.
Yeah, I guess.
They start
and Deepak
with her.
Chopra.
Right.
Oh my God, we just start shouting those people out. And so then, so... All right, so we're talking about Big Brother, and this is a major spoiler, so don't listen to this if you haven't seen it yet. So she has this chance to get back.
I can hear people going, don't worry, we're not.
Click. Yeah, we're not watching.
You just read my mind.
Shut up, Hooman. So she has 2 minutes. She has a chance to get back into the house. So the challenge is she has 2.5 minutes to put together this puzzle. She has to take it apart, put it through this plastic wall, and then walk to the other side of the wall and reassemble it. And she has 2.5 minutes to do it. And the thing has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces total. And it's in the shape of a human, but her, supposedly it's like a drawing of her. It's maybe the simplest puzzle I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's a jigsaw puzzle, but it's got a picture on it. Everything's really clear. Like, the parts, it's like the head is one part. The torso is one part. Each leg is one part. I mean, it's really, it's not the most complex thing in the world. But 2.5 minutes doesn't sound like a lot of time. But it's like she's not even looking at the pieces. Like, she's, I'm looking at her going... Girl, there's one short leg and one long leg. Like, find the other piece of the leg. Like, there it is. It's, and I get it. I'm not there. I'm not. But then she starts the whimpering. Did you happen to watch this?
I didn't
see
it. Like,
you should almost, Brittany, you should almost grab the audio from her putting the thing together, because she gets about 30 seconds in and she starts going, Yeah, from last night's very, very end of last night's show, as Caitlin's putting the jigsaw puzzle together.
Yeah, I, when I went to bed.
Then what happened?
I felt like I made the right choice, because I
really... No, you made the wrong choice,
man. There was
so
much crying and...
That puzzle, it was just... we're looking at it going... I mean, I'm watching you on TV and I can see the pieces upside down. Like, I can... Because the colors are upside down. Like... Oh, here we go. So now she's putting the puzzle together.
Oh. Oh, so it's... It's not on the ground. It's standing
no,
up.
She's going to stand it up. It's humongous. It's a huge puzzle. The whole house is watching.
But the pieces are 2 feet long.
Yeah, they're gigantic. Like, each one is a body part. Oh, here it comes. Here it starts.
Oh, my God, that voice. Oh, my God.
I don't. She's not doing anything.
Fast forward it a little bit.
Yeah,
I know she isn't. I don't know what the hell she's doing.
Okay, so this is she loses hard.
Oh yeah.
What? Just happened.
She lays it down. Makes more sense.
Oh my! That voice. Oh my God.
Oh, well. That's good. I get it. I know people listening are like, I can't see it.
No, you don't have to. You just have to hear, oh, no. Now she sits down and she covers her face.
Is that Julie Chen?
Yeah, it's Julie Chen's voice right there.
What? What is she doing?
I don't know what she's doing. Oh, it's over.
You're out.
Yeah, she's so
bye-bye.
Oh, my God. It's over.
What?
That voice.
No. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Caitlin.
That's what you guys watch?
Yeah.
I didn't see that part. I was in bed.
That was the best part.
That's the best part?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you had
30
to...
seconds remaining.
10, 9, 8.
So listen, there is one thing I wanted to mention to you because I know we're super late.
I want
to
mention something.
There's one lady in there, and she was in when they introduced everybody. She was the one that said, "I'm an athlete, and
Casey.
I kick men's butts. Yeah. Boys I date are bum because I'm so much better than them."
Like she's like a amateur women's football.
No, not her.
Who?
Right. There's an invisible chick in there, who's just. Like skating along. We don't even.
Talking about Angela?
We don't even know her. They don't even show her. She barely ever is on the show.
When is it the really beautiful girl named Angela?
She's. I don't know her name. She's beautiful. I mean, I wouldn't call her really beautiful, but sure, she's good looking enough. She's flying under the radar in a way that is. She's in the
level
five.
Six.
Level, or,
right,
I love that he
five,
called
right.
Level five. I went. Oh, right. Someone got through.
Yeah, that's
is this her?
Only five of them. Yeah, that's her.
That's the girl.
Yeah, she's very quiet. Not a force to be reckoned with in any way. But maybe that's her deal.
Well,
she's like,
I'm just
going to lay low.
She's not. She doesn't talk.
No.
She doesn't talk?
Well, she might talk.
No one.
But we just. She obviously doesn't say anything interesting enough to make the show. Yeah.
Well.
I love that you call her the invisible.
She's not even registering.
No.
Anywhere.
And you'd think she would. I mean, she's super attractive. She's always walking around in a bikini. Like, when you do see her in the background, it's like, oh, who's that hot chick? Oh, it's that girl who nobody knows her name.
Well, I don't know if she's just laying low to turn it on later or if she really is that boring, but dang.
Maybe we'll find out, I guess, as the weeks go on. Yes, dear.
Real quickly, this weekend is International Chicken Week Recognition Day. So
Chicken Week Recognition Day? All right.
Chicken Wing.
What?
Chicken it's Wing. Chicken Wing Resignation Day.
Yes.
All
and
right.
We posted
Resignation?
Up.
Yeah, sounds like
they all resigned from being chickens.
Recognition
I'm turning
day.
In my wings. I can't fly chicken anyway. Wing. You might as well do something
just
else with
not
them.
My resignation. Anyway, we posted a picture in honor of International Chicken Wing Day. On the Alice973 Instagram.
All right.
You want to see Yuzette and Bryn with chicken wings in their mouths?
That sounds like exactly what I want to see. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Woo! We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.